Hey everybody, it's your girl Erima Wicks-Rose and we are in the Goddess Lounge. I hope this Wednesday is finding you well. While it is raining in Detroit, Michigan, where I am located, it is Halloween. Therefore, I am for all the trickery and all the treats. Listen up, guys. We are starting today, right now, our new series, Return to Sender. I have also made it a hashtag movement because it is time that we hold ourselves and others accountable for the things they say and the things they do, the things we say and the things we do, because it's really affecting our lives in more ways than one. So before we get too deep into it, if you are not following me on Instagram, please do so. My Instagram information is at Erima Wicks-Rose. A-R-A-M-O-I-X-R-O-S-E. And I'm going to say it one more time for you. A-R-A-M-O-I-X-R-O-S-E. Please follow. I do show love back. I love to engage through Instagram. Instagram is probably one of my favorite social media just platforms, period. And it's just fun. It's fun and it's nice to just meet people from all over the world and engage in in-depth conversation about certain topics that make a difference in our lives. And we need more conversations and more dialogue like that. So I am here for it, Instagram. Anywho, moving on. Return to Sender. I started this series because we have been divulging so deep into self-forgiveness, self-awareness, self-love, self-care, taking accountability for our actions and digging in ourselves to locate the root of our issues so that we can apply the lessons where we see fit to move forward and be ourselves, be our authentic selves who we're really meant to be, and operate out of our highest good. So Return to Sender is about believing lies that have been told to you throughout your life and us allowing ourselves. Or if you were a child, as you endured this, like even as a child, for me, it started as a child. People would tell me who I was going to be and I would believe them. So this is about being careful, being more aware of what you entertain and what you believe about yourself and knowing when to return something that don't belong to you. A lot of us are very sensitive to energy and we walk around and we absorb all this stuff on the daily, especially those of us with jobs that may have triggers. Like if you're a nurse or a doctor, dentists who unfortunately they inflict pain on people. Yeah, I'm scared of the dentist. Don't tell nobody. But you know, police officers, firefighters, you know what I'm saying? Those who work in the mental health field, we don't take into consideration all of the energy, all of the problems, all of the things they endure on the daily. My fast food workers, come on now. Now, I'm a consumer. Some of us be walking in there with a real funky attitude for no reason because we had to get up that morning. And some of the workers wake up with an attitude and they're handling our food and we're just taking it. You know, some people pray before they eat, some people don't. But what are you consuming? What energy are you consuming? What current just passed through that? Did you just digest it without thinking twice about it? We have to be more careful. We have to learn how to protect ourselves from things like that. Yes, it sounds minor, but it's a minor thing that has a major effect on your life. Period. So Return to Sender is simply that. It's making you self-aware of the bullshit you entertain and the bullshit you consume. That is what Return to Sender is. Return to Sender is simply saying, hey, I know you think this about me and you keep saying this to me, but I want you to know that your words have no authority or no power over me. You cannot tell me I will not be nothing because you do not know all of what I am and who I am. It's counteracting the attack. Verbal abuse is very real. Mental abuse is very real. Emotional abuse is very real, as well as physical abuse, as well as sexual abuse. These things are real. These things have a real impact on how we operate through life. And I'm speaking as a survivor. Domestic violence is a real thing. I have watched it break people. I have watched it break me. And when you're broken, at some point when you're ready to pick up the pieces, the first thing you have to do is create a solid foundation for yourself, a solid routine, some way, an outlet, whether that be through therapy, art. You know, I know people who paint. I know people who dance as therapy. Like, there's so much we can do to channel this negative energy and flip it into a positive. We cannot keep allowing others to think it's okay to do these things. We walk by it. We ignore it every day. So if no one is going to stand for us, we have to stand for ourselves. It is very easily to fall into entrapment of the ideology of love and find yourself wrapped up in bullshit you don't need to be in. I'm gonna let that sink in. We're so desperate for acceptance, it's ridiculous. And why are we desperate for acceptance? Could it be the fact that as a society, as a culture, we have been raised to be a certain way, to desire and obtain certain things that makes us on paper look like we have it all together, but internally we're going insane and we're having breakdowns and panic attacks and anxiety attacks in the office bathroom. We are, you know, finding ourselves overwhelmed and stressed out. And by the time we come home, we done dealt with so much energy and so many personalities. We snapping at the kids and we're mean and distant and cold to our husbands and wives. Like, what are we doing? Why are we paying attention to that? We have to wake up and be responsible for how we feel. Hear me when I say, by no means necessary am I saying it is another individual's responsibility outside yourself to make you happy and to make you confident. It's not. It's your responsibility. That's why I love you guys. Let me tell y'all something. I love Issa Rae. Listen. That woman right there, the way she talks to herself in the mirror, that's something we all should be doing. And I'm going to share something real personal with y'all. I talk to myself in the mirror every day. When my husband leaves for work and the kids go to school, you know what I do? I talk to the mirror and I repeat affirmations of things I want to become and how I want to feel. And I proclaim it as if it is in the now. So it's not, I want to be respected. It's I am respected and I am respectful. And I will continue to operate in that diligently and consistently as long as I live. Because you got to treat people the way you want to be treated. We cannot continue to allow ourselves to become enslaved to the words, to be bonded to the words of another individual's. Words only mess with us when we believe it. Think about it. Think about it. For example, we'll use the most popular word, the word of all times used to describe women in today's society. And that word is bitch. It has been used in music in derogatory ways to describe women, especially women of color. The term bad bitch. Now, we know that the term bitch originally it is defined as a female dog. I don't bark. Yet we've gotten so comfortable that we call our friends that in a loving way. And because we change our tone, you know, we think we're not degrading one another. We say that so freely now that it's damn near not even considered a swear word. And it's like, that's what we're lowering ourselves to now? I have to get on myself about this. I'm guilty of the hey, bitch. Like, I'm guilty of that. So I have to change that to, hey, goddess, hey, queen. Because I want to uplift my sisters, not tear them down. Words have power. I keep telling y'all, play around with these words like nothing you say has an effect. Emotion is a powerful thing. And you don't want to say the wrong words at the right time. And what I mean by that is you don't want to, out of a low frequency feeling, say something that is really life-changing and it happened to that person. That's not what we're doing. If we're building ourselves up, we're not building ourselves up to tear other people down. We're building ourselves up so that we can build up others, so that we can be the change we want to see in the world, so that we can take over our communities, so that we can grow our own food, so that we can build our own houses, so that we can own our own land, so that we can go to college and educate ourselves on the practices of law, so that we can't be manipulated. Yeah, I hear people say, oh, it was set up for failure. You know what? It's what you make it. Because I know quite a few people that it was supposed to make fail and they, boom, just boom. Oh, just killing it every time. Whatever was meant to tear them down, they're still in the process. They're still going. They're still pushing through. They're not paying it any attention. They have tunnel vision. And because they have tunnel vision, guess what? They're not affected by the bullshit that surrounds them. It's consistency. It is having the willpower and the true desire to be better than I was yesterday that I can come to y'all and say it is time to return to sender. Anything that you are carrying that does not belong to you, that you have no true ownership over, let it go and release it in love, honey, and let it go where it may. Because in all honesty, what you think begins to stir up how you feel. And once you get in your feelings, natural human reaction, what do? We act on them. It's a lot of angry and sad people in the world. All of us have a story. All of us have had challenges, but at no point does it condone for one of us, for any of us, not one of us, but any of us, to treat each other like we're not human beings, period. I don't care if you're white, black, yellow, pink, purple, or doo-doo green. You deserve to be treated with respect, period. But that starts at home. Return to sender. I know I have a lot of friends who, like I say, I have a multitude of friends from different spiritual paths. I had a friend ask me, is that, are you about to teach people how to return some bad juju? No. Because if you can't detect it, that's another topic for another day. I'm not trying to teach people anything. I am sharing in my journey and my experience and hoping that someone will resonate with it and begin to apply it to their life and they feel better when they wake up in the morning or they accomplish something because they got that little bit of motivation they needed. A lot of us don't grow up with the I love you and you can do it and I believe in you and you're a star. A lot of us grow up hearing you're stupid or the only thing you're gonna be good for is having babies. You know how many times I've had that told to me? Or you think you know everything, you don't know anything. Or why would I listen to you and you have less money than me? And I had to laugh because that may be true, but I'm happier. Interesting. And I'm finding out more and more that's a common thing. I find that the people who don't have as much as the next person find ways to keep their happiness, to keep their faith, to keep their peace, to preserve what it is they do have. And they take that and they elevate it. They take what people consider nothing and make it into something. And then those who have everything lash out, stir the pot, or just overall be petty and talk shit about the person. We're seeing it in the worlds of those who have. Not in the world of the have-nots, you know. The have-nots, we already know that. Everybody competes with one another. And everybody kind of operates in a crab-in-the-barrel mentality where we from. Pulling each other down instead of helping each other get up there. It's sad to see two women with amazing platforms who literally are influencers. Like, come on. Little girls dress up like y'all for Halloween. we gonna tear each other down? Y'all can't just be two dope people with amazing talents who collaborate their creative gifts and strengths and weaknesses and make something amazing for the people who admire y'all. But we're not no better, because what are we doing? Entertaining the bullshit. We're entertaining the bullshit. You cannot do anything but watch Love and Hip Hop All Day. What's the other one? Married to Medicine. Real Housewives of Atlanta. And hear all that arguing and fighting. All that arguing and fighting. All of those low vibrational statements and words. All of the petty moments we laugh at. And then we wonder why we get into it with the circle of our friends over shit that ain't even happening in our lives. One chick wears some bundle hair, we all wearing bundle hair. Don't even know who head that came from. We don't think about the small things. Walking in a grocery store, hey, how you doing, sir? That person could say hi to you, or you could shake that person's hand, but that person could have had a negative thought and could have easily transmuted it into you in that moment. Or said something, saw that you were happy and wanted to ruin your day just because their day started off bad. Return to sender. Don't feed into it and start acting worse than how they were acting. This ain't a competition of who can get more ratchet, who can get more loud, who can do the most damage verbally or physically. This is simply about being at one with yourself, being at peace with yourself. We can't keep walking around addicted to chaos. You got to be careful with the ones who are addicted to it. There are really people, even in our own families, friends, peers. Like, we know, all of us know somebody that like drama. And they swear they don't, but they stay in drama. So it comes to a point where, as you step back and look at that, you go, you know what? That's not my business. I can't even save this person. It ain't my job to. I gotta focus on me and just be a living example. Because what's gonna happen is this. You gonna be minding your business. You gonna be working out, growing your edges back. Fellas, you gonna get buffed up. Y'all gonna get rid of the corona bellies and you know what I'm saying? You gonna make changes in yourself. Some fellas are going to put on weight because, you know, they don't want to be that slim. You're going to start feeling good. You're going after your dreams. You're taking risk. You just elevating. You're going to get either a phone call or a visit. And it's going to be like, man, I know what you've been through. How do you stay so happy? How do you even have peace? And that right there is going to be the moment you realize it's because you mind your business. And you treat people the way you want to be treated. Now, I'm not saying take disrespect. I do believe that if approached physically, and someone has the audacity to think that it is actually okay to put their hands on you, then by all means necessary, these hands are for free, bruh. I'm a believer in that, because I don't believe that it is okay to physically put your hands on another human being and them do nothing. I feel like if you bad enough to put your hands on somebody, be bad enough to honestly be prepared to get your ass beat, because you can't beat everybody. However, if the situation can be prevented, there's no reason why we're not being adults and not being mature and setting a different example. It hurts my soul to see these fighting videos. Y'all be sharing them like the shit is cute or funny. And this is my personal opinion. Take it or leave it. That's on you. But this is my feelings and my opinion on it. I think it's disgusting. I think it's degrading to our people. And I think that it is probably the lowest of low that any grown woman or grown man can do. Because y'all not just sharing adults, but y'all sharing people who look like y'all. What the hell is wrong? What the hell? That's entertaining? You want to be entertained by a fight? That's what boxing and wrestling is for. But to watch two pregnant black women fight over a dude who probably ain't gonna deal with neither one of y'all, It's ridiculous to watch little girls fighting in school because a girl is lighter than them. Oh, that right there is gut-wrenching. They're fighting because nobody at home ever told them they were pretty or beautiful. They're fighting because nobody told them queens don't conduct themselves like that. They're fighting because nobody is saying, hey, govern yourselves accordingly. That is your sister. You don't tear her down. We all come in different shapes and sizes and complexions, but we are all worthy and deserving of a love that is unconditional and that is pure. We are all worthy of respect and deserving of our visions and our dreams. We are all deserving of feeling what it's like to accomplish something we worked hard for. We are all worthy of being blessed. Nobody is exempt. But we let our hurt and our pain and the things other people tell us and the talks and conversations we have with ourselves in times of isolation, we let that shape and mold us into somebody we're not. And at that point, my dear, you have a mask. And you're wearing a mask on the daily. That's what the Mask Off series was about. But what happens when we take it off and we really begin to deal? I literally had a grown woman on social media tell me, I'm not about to sit up here and be looking stupid with y'all bitches, calling other bitches queens and goddesses when all of them are just bitches. They got the same shit I got. Let that sink in. And I mean, she was really upset. Because I said that we should talk to each other in the way we wish to be treated. And you know what I said to her? I said, you can only receive things in the ways that you understand it. And you can only receive things in the ways that you feel about yourself. But I hope, and I hope she's listening to this because I know she's an avid listener to my podcast. I hope that you see how beautiful you are and all that you have to offer this world and realize, my dear, that you are way more than a bitch and what's between your legs. Because that is not all we are for. That's not all we're here for. Women are not here to be pounded away on, knocked up, and then just, oh, let me go live my life. No. We are mothers. We are creators. We are life givers. We are vessels that are used to bring life into this world. We are master manifestors. We are doulas and midwives. We are doctors and nurses, lawyers, police officers, firefighters. We are engineers. We are CEOs. What are you talking about? We are political figures. We are teachers. We are students. We are maids. We are hospitality. We are nurturers. We plant seeds and we grow them. We have gardens. You're not gonna starve. What are we? Are we really realizing how beautiful it is to be a woman? No, return to sender. We got to kill this mentality of that all we're here to do is to be barefoot and be pregnant. No. Unfortunately, that is all some of our parents and grandparents know. But it's 2018 and there's too many resources for us to continue to believe that lie. You were born with visions and dreams and goals and obstacles strategically designed for you. It's your job to go through it. It's your job to decipher what it is that works for you and doesn't. In this lifetime, in this cycle of life, we are discovering who we are. We are breaking bad habits. We are letting go of the things that are just hindering us, weighing us down. We are removing the thorns from our sides. And we are evolving. We are educating. We are empowering. We are empresses. We are queens. We are goddesses. And we should be treated as such. And we should not settle for less than that. Men, the same apply to you. And put it in your children from now. The lack of self-love and the weight of self-hate in today's generation is heartbreaking. But we got to take accountability too, because look at the examples our kids have. Now, yes, we all have free will and we can all do and say whatever we want because we got freedom of speech, right? Now, we all know to that extent, that ain't even true, but that's another topic from another day, for another day. It really is, because freedom don't always mean free. There's a benefit and consequence to everything you say and do in your life. I just told my daughter that this morning. You should not alter your thought process because somebody told you something. You're not weak. You're not incapable of thinking for yourself. Somebody could say, hey, you fat. You know, in my mind, how I take that? I have to take it as, well, shit, at least I'm not starving. Thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I remember when I cut off all my hair and somebody called me bald-headed. And it was like, by choice. I'm not about to let you take away my power and deplete my self-esteem. I'm going to flip that and make it work for me. How are you giving people advice? I see the subliminal stats, and while we're on this topic, let's address it. How are you giving people advice when you don't have nothing? Who said I was giving advice? I said I was sharing my experience and my journey and what I learned from it, and sharing the lessons openly on a public platform with the people I love and care about, which is humans in general. So how am I teaching? I'm not purposely coming in here like I'm trying to teach everybody this. No, I came on this platform to uplift, encourage, empower, and to tell people, I love you. I believe you. You can make it. I'm being what I needed. Y'all don't even know how often I have to rewind or hop on my own podcast and listen to it to encourage myself sometimes. The fact that something was even stirred in any individual to feel that way just says I'm touching on something sensitive. It means you saw yourself in my words. And instead of us being negative to the people who are trying to do something positive in this world, take notes instead. Let's just take notes instead. Let's just apply that to our lives. Buy some flowers for a senior citizen on your block who you see walk every day and give it to them. See if they need help with their groceries. Be a blessing to a kid that's getting coffee before they go to school because they had to work a double last night because their mom and dad is sick and they're responsible for them. That kid that you see walk to and from school every day, no matter what the weather is, offer them a ride. If you're a genuine safe person, I prefer, please. In all seriousness, guys, we have to do better. Return to sender is us sending back all these negative thoughts and feelings, emotions, all of these coping methods, all of these addictions. We're sending it back to where it came from. We're finding the root and we're killing it at the root because we got shit to do. Simple. To the person who told me that I would never be great, I would just be small potatoes in a particular industry. Thank you. Because of you, I accomplished the goal of getting my dream job. Now, was it everything I thought it would be? Nope. It's like being a celebrity who let you down. Who the picture you thought they were, they not. And that's what that experience was like for me. However, I learned so much about myself. I learned so much in how I interact with others. And more importantly, I learned that I could do whatever I put my mind to, and there's nobody who can get in my way about it. To the person who, you know, deems themselves as somebody close to me, but copycats or mimics everything I do, I love you. Thank you for showing me that I can be a positive influence. I ain't mad. Get your money, boo. Do you? Do you? Make them shirts. Sell them shirts. Slay them plates. Blend that in. Bake that. Do that. You know, we all got many gifts, and we have to get out of the mentality of competition. Your only competition is you. Because if I'm focused on me and I'm trying to do better than what I did the last time, I'm not worried about your numbers and your crowd. I have my own. I'm so sick of seeing people say, find your lane and stay in it. Who said that I am obligated to stay in one area? Return to sender. Sorry, I don't like that. Ugh, that don't feel good. I don't like that. What you said was very low vibrational. You can keep that. That doesn't resonate with me. And for those of you who feel like you have to publicly address it, this is the way I do it. I'm sorry you feel that way. However, I got this. But thank you for your opinion. And I continue on with my day. Sometimes I don't even say anything. I just let the talent, the outcome speak for itself. Y'all don't know how many people want me to give up this podcast, man. I'm being honest with you guys. I've always been transparent from day one. I'm going to continue to be real with y'all. I have so many people who have tried to talk me out of doing this, who are saying like, you talking, you know, you going too deep and you just being too much. You doing too much. You know, pick a thing and stick to that. Why do I have to be bounded to one thing? I was not created to do one thing. First of all, it made me laugh because you can't say that to a creative, to a person who has the gift of creativity, who could take nothing and make it into something. That is like saying, just stay in bed all day and don't do nothing. What? No, I'm not. Nope. Sorry. Sorry, wrong direction. Do not enter. Like, if you don't like it, don't support it. Don't listen to it. Don't share it. Like, what is going on, y'all? I never laughed so hard in my life. Because as long as I'm behind the wheel, I could swerve into whatever lane I want to. Unless the freeway is lined up a little bit differently. Unless the road I'm traveling on is lined up to where it's only two lanes. But the road I'm on has multiple lanes. And I can swerve in and out as I please. Because I'm not harming nobody. I'm driving responsibly. And I ain't got a track record of just colliding in every lane I go into. No. There are teachers and musicians in the classrooms. There are storytellers and people who play basketball just for the love. There are people who paint and do makeup. There are chefs and bakers and makeup artists all in one. Everybody is different. There are authors. We look at the lifespan. You guys, humans have the capability to live a decent long time. And in your life, as you grow and you evolve, and as you make these discoveries, you're going to change with it. And that person you become may not be into what you were doing before. So you're going to embark on something else. That's all a part of the journey. So don't cheat yourself out of discovering what it is you're able to really do because of somebody else's opinion. Or my favorite excuse that everybody loves to give, because somebody copied off of me.
It's a bunch of us that can cook. It's a bunch of us that can bake. It's a bunch of us that can do makeup. It's a bunch of us that can sew. It's a bunch of us that can design cars. It's a bunch of us that can do tattoos. It's a bunch of us. That's why it's called creativity. Just because we have the same ability doesn't mean our outcome is going to be the same. Let it go. Stop it. Return to sender. We were conditioned to compete and tear each other down. And we have this knowledge, and it is well known in today's time. And we still do it and think it's funny. We out here looking ridiculous. And y'all always question it. How is it that this race make it? This race does, because they move different. Because they speak different. And even if they know something they suspect to be true, they still making sure that there are trust funds and special accounts for their kids. We fighting each other. We finally get something nice in the community. And the first thing we do, the first thing we want to put on it is violence and disrespect. And it's okay. We're treating it like it's a fucking TV show. Like, no, this shit has got to stop. To whom much is given, much is required. And if we want to live the life we want to live, we have to stay focused. We can't be distracted. There are people who aren't going to respect you, who aren't going to get you. There are going to be people who don't mess with you because they don't believe in you. Okay, that's okay. That may not be your tribe. But you ain't never going to get to the tribe that's waiting to support you and uplift you and encourage you and help you out if you too busy fighting off the tribe who don't want you. Don't stay where you're not wanted. Don't stay where you're just tolerated. Give it back. Return to sender. We got to be more responsible with ourselves, what we allow in our lives, what we take, how we speak, how we conduct ourselves, guys. We are grown. And I'm telling you, take a break from social media for a month and come back and look at these videos. You're going to feel a different kind of way than what you thought you would feel. It's going to be like, wow, that's disturbing. So y'all wanted to know what return to sender was about? Return to sender is simply that. We're reclaiming our power. We're reclaiming our thoughts, our dreams, our visions. If it didn't come from me, I don't want it. Return to sender. If I instantly get the thought, man, I need to quit. I ain't even going to be good at this. I'm just going to leave this alone over here. Nope. Return to sender. That's not true. Because if you do the work, it's going to pay off at some point. But how bad do you really want it? Counteract the mental attacks. Anything can be done to the body. But what happens to the mind is on you. Because nothing can get in that you don't allow. At some point, we have to wake up and deal with ourselves. The mask is off, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time to return things that we've picked up along the years of living this life that don't belong to us. We can't keep being attached to other people's outcome, and we also can't get attached to other people's opinion. If this resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, pass it to somebody else you know who needs it. Return to sender is a serious movement. I am standing against abuse on all platforms. Mental abuse, emotional abuse, and my circle will not be tolerated. And I encourage you to make the same choice. You have any stories, any experiences you would like to share, any examples, please reach out to me on Instagram at aramoixrose, aramoixrose, aramoixrose. I will definitely get back in communication with you, because we have to be the change we want to see. And it's time we start having real conversations about real things. Yeah, relationships and stuff is cute, but let's really talk about upbringings, childhoods, or the fact that nobody is having the sex talk with their children anymore and our children are having children. Return to sender. Let's get this together. Let's be the change in our community that we really want to see. With that being said, love, light, and peace to you all. Thank you for tuning in. This is now officially the beginning of the hashtag Return to Sender movement, along with the Return to Sender podcast episode series. It's going to be lit. It's not all going to be serious. We're going to have some fun too. Because there's some other experiences we need to return sender about. And I'm sure my ladies will love that one. But until then, guys, walk in positivity. Be the change you want to see. And realize this is your life. And you are the master manifester and creator of your universe. With that being said, I will talk to you guys next week. Because it's on and popping from here on out. Peace.